Hi, it's John Cronshaw here with my author diary for the week ending December the 17th, 2023. I've had a busy week again. I've been working on a couple of projects. It's been a bit of a weird one, actually, because I feel like I've been doing a bit of this, a bit of that. So I have started a new book. This is called Scoundrels, and it is, it's basically a story in the characters. Dawn of Assassins characters, basically. Now, I mentioned a few weeks ago that I had a bit of a realisation about this series that it isn't actually Assassin Fantasy. So I will be rebranding eventually. That means changing the titles. But what I want to do is maybe get a couple of books, two or three books, maybe something like that, and then launch them. They'll go on Substack first, but launch them and then rebrand the books as kind of later books in a series. So, you know, Dawn of Assassins will be book four of this new series. So that'll give me an opportunity to kind of build into it a bit more and just have a longer series. So, yeah, that is what I will probably do. In the meantime, though, you know, I'll start posting the episodes of this next year on Substack. So, yeah, I've got the first chapter anyway completely done. So this, you know, first draft, second draft, polishing, that kind of thing. So that is ready now. In terms of other stuff, I've been doing a course on subscriptions for authors. And I got to a point in the course where I kind of got a bit stuck. And this is this, like, I suppose it's a self-awareness thing of, like, what do you do, what do readers do? And just in a coincidence, I was talking to someone on Twitter and it mentioned a genre called noble dark fantasy. Now, I've never heard of this genre before, and I looked it up, and it's basically what I do. So it's, you know, kind of dark themes. It's not quite grim dark fantasy because it's, you know, it's not hopeless. It's almost the opposite. It's a dark world, but you've got a character with a strong moral compass, and you know, the strive to do right, and it's not necessarily always what happens. So, you know, morally grey at points, but you still got that kind of strong moral compass there. So I've done a few blog posts about this discovery, about the revelation, and it's given me a bit of a framework, a bit of a language to talk about the books I've written. Because even, you know, my non-fantasy books, like my Wasteland series and Black Death Survival, and, you know, they embody the same themes. You know, it's about this character, this central character, who they have, like, a moral code, a moral compass. Even though the world around them is horrible, try and do right, doesn't always work. So, yeah, that is something that is consistent. And so I'm now going to start using that in terms of branding, in terms of talking about what I do, because I think until now it's been a bit vague, and now I can articulate it. And because there's, you know, not that much written about noble dark fantasy, I can write some stuff. I've done a YouTube video about it. It's like, if I can kind of be the person who talks about it, who people think of when they come across this term noble dark fantasy, then, you know, if I push it and do a bit of effort to promote it, then, you know, in a few years, hopefully, that'll mean that I'll be seen as a bit of a forerunner in this genre. That's the plan. Don't know if it'll work. I think, basically, I'd need to do something like they did with a setup of Cyberpunk, which is like, do an anthology, call it Noble Dark, and, you know, really push this genre as a thing. And, like, you know, it's not a new thing. It's just been a part of fantasy. I think now having a name is very useful. And just being able to see the forest for the trees or whatever, yeah, that's really useful. So yeah, that was good. That was a good revelation anyway. So that'll help me going forward. Now, other stuff. I have been working on the book description for The Fall of Wolfsbane. So that, you know, I'm going to be launching that end of next month. That book, you know, it's 108,000 words, I want to say, and turning that story into a 125-word description has been a challenge. Really hard to do. I'm nearly there with it. It's taken me several drafts. Rewrite, rewrite, rewrite. Really tightening it up, getting rid of all the fat. I think it's nearly there. I think it just needs, I'm going to get my wife to look over it, who's an editor. Just get her to tighten up any stickiness within the sentences. I want this book to do well. So just getting, the cover's great. Getting the book description right, that's real key as well. And I think the story is really good as well. So hopefully that will work. In terms of reading, I read Terror Tome by Garth Marenghi. So this is basically a parody of bad horror. So I went to see him live not too long ago, and so I picked up the book on Audible, read by the author. Very funny, really enjoyed that. Also read Mudride by Steve Turner. So he's a guy from Mudhoney. Now, Mudhoney, if you've not heard of them, are basically a grunge band, kind of one of the first early grunge pioneers. Steve Turner was involved in a band called Green River, who were probably seen as one of the first proper Seattle grunge bands. This was my kind of scene that I was into in my formative years. I wasn't just into the Nirvanas. I was into a lot of the stuff that was coming out of that area at the time, a lot of the Seattle stuff, a lot of the Sub Pop records bands. And it was really cool because I think when I do listen to books about music, what I like to do is pause it, listen to whatever the band or song is they're talking about on Spotify. That was cool. Anyway, discovered a few bands. Listened to some bands who I hadn't heard in too many years. I don't even want to think about how many years. But like bands like Tad, Fluid, things like that. Very cool. Anyway, and then what else? Oh yeah, started reading a book called And What Do You Do, which is about the royal family in Britain. There's not really any proper reporting, is there, about the royal family? This is, a slight thing to try and do that, I think. Enjoying those books anyway. The ones I've read, recommend them all. Mudhoney are an interesting band, actually. I do remember picking up, what was it? I think it was Piece of Cake album from a bargain bin in a place called Mike Lloyd's in Wolverhampton when I was about 14. Loving album. They've been with me for a long time. Really fuzzy, dirty grunge rock. So yeah, they were. I think that, yeah, because I think with the Nirvana and the Pearl Jam, they're quite clean. These were just like fuzzy and grubby and very shambolic, and just don't know. I kind of preferred some of their stuff to the other grunge bands, especially Pearl Jam. I really preferred Mudhoney to Pearl Jam. Still have a soft spot for Nirvana, but there we go. So next week then, it's coming up to Christmas. I think my son breaks up on Wednesday. So I'm going to try and just get a few things finished off. I've got this course to finish. I don't know, I've got a few different projects. As well as doing all the other stuff, I've also been going over Guild of Assassins. So I've been doing the redraft of that as well, just getting that final polish done to it. I'm just going to kind of continue doing that. I think I need to focus on the Scoundrels project. I am going to start posting that in January, so it'd be cool to have at least the first couple of chapters ready to go for that. Just coming up to Christmas, gonna do Christmas things, so that should be fun. Same old every year, innit? No, it'll be good, it'll be good. I think, is it the first? Might be the f No, it's not. I think it's the second Christmas. My son's not been into Santa, so yeah, that's all right. So yeah, Christmas, yeah, that should be fun. All right, so until next time anyway, cheerio.